Well, hello, Ger. We're going to continue looking at film locations in Ireland. It's not surprising that a television series like Maeve Binchy's Echoes in 1973-1974 would choose an attractive little fishing village like Dunmore in County Waterford as their filming location. The film starred Geraldine James, Alison Doody, and John Kavanagh. It was a great success. The natural beauty of the village and the charming thatched cottages and fine restaurants continue to attract visitors to Dunmore. Waterford was also chosen for Stanley Kubrick's Barry Lyndon, a film starring Ryan O'Neill, which was based on the novel by William Thackeray Makepeace called The Luck of Barry Lyndon, which had been published in 1944. Kubrick directed and wrote the screenplay. Exterior scenes of the film had been shot at Waterford Castle, which is now a luxury hotel and golf course, Little Island Waterford, and Moorestown Castle in Tipperary. Scenes were also filmed at Castletown House in Selbridge, County Kildare, and at Youghal, County Cork. Apparently, while filming in Ireland, Kubrick received a telephone message threatening his life, and so he decided to leave the country. Production of the film was only one-third completed at the time, and so the other two-thirds were shot in southern England and in Germany. The film got 7 Academy nominations and 4 Oscars, one for Best Art Direction, one for Best Costume Design, one for Best Cinematography, and last but not least, Best Original Song Scores and Scoring Adaptation. Now, Dublin, being the capital of Ireland, is an obvious choice for filming. Its beautiful buildings, cobbled cultural quarters, and majestic Georgian facades and castles are so inviting for filmmakers. But it comes of something as a surprise when we discover that a 1965 First World War film like The Blue Max had actually been filmed, many of the scenes, in Dublin Castle and the State Apartments, and also in Trinity College, Houston Station and Wine Tavern Street. It's also interesting to learn that Dublin was chosen as an authentic double for Berlin in the 1964 film The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, a great film starring Richard Burton. In 1987, Roddy Doyle wrote a novel called The Commitments, which he later helped to turn into a screenplay together with Dick Clement and Ian Le Frenez. Alan Parker became the film director in 1989. The film was very successful, and at the British Academy Film Awards, it received 6 nominations and 4 for Best Film, Best Direction, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Editing. In 1993, Irish director Jim Sheridan directed a film based on the Guildford Four. It was called In the Name of the Father and starred Daniel Day-Lewis, Emma Thompson, and Pete Postlethwaite. The prison scenes were shot in Kilmainham Jail in Dublin. The film was an outstanding success and had 7 Oscar nominations for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Film Editing. Although in the end, it didn't win any Oscars, it was still a box office winner. 1995 was an excellent year for films in Dublin. We have Some Mother's Son, The Last of the High Kings, Roddy Doyle's The Van, and Michael Collins, a film written and directed by Neil Jordan with a star-studded cast, Liam Neeson as Michael Collins, Alan Rickman as Eamon de Valera, and Julia Roberts as Kitty Kiernan. Some of the scenes were filmed in Bray, County Wicklow, for example. The dramatic reenactment of the shootings in Croke Park was filmed in the Carlisle grounds in Bray. Thousands of people turned up for Collins' inspiring address to the village of Rathdrum. Neil Jordan wrote and directed the film Michael Collins. It won the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival, with Liam Neeson receiving the Best Actor Award. It was nominated for Best Original Score and Best Cinematography in the Academy Awards. It was a huge success, both in America and England, and it became the highest grossing film ever in Ireland, even beating Jurassic Park. Many years later, the famous Laurence Olivier had brought the production of Henry V to Wicklow, where the spectacular Powers Court estate at Enniskerry served as an excellent location for Agincourt. The estate had been granted to Viscount Powers Court by James I in the 17th century. Olivier chose the ideal place to recreate one of the most powerful cinematic battle scenes, the Battle of Agincourt. Olivier won an Oscar for his outstanding performance. Another film that was shot both in Scotland and in Ireland was the blockbuster Braveheart. In fact, most of the film was shot in Ireland. Mel Gibson was both the director and the main actor. The scenes supposedly to take place in York Castle in England were in fact shot in Trim Castle, which is about 25 miles northeast of Dublin on the River Boyne. Trim Castle was built in the 12th century and is the largest Anglo-Norman castle in Ireland. It took 30 years to build. Many parts of the film are shot in the castle. Incidentally, Trim Castle was also seen in Sam Fuller's 1980 war film, The Big Red One, with Lee Marvin. Another castle used in Braveheart is the tall, square-towered Dunsogli Castle, which dates from 1450. It is 2 miles north of Dublin and was chosen to be Edinburgh Castle, the base of Robert the Bruce. Yet another castle was used in the film when Prince Edward marries Isabella, supposedly in Westminster Abbey, but in fact, that scene takes place in the 15th century St. Nicholas Church in Dunsany Castle in County Meath. Ireland is certainly rich in castles. About 5 miles northeast of Trim lies Bective Abbey, a Cistercian abbey on the River Boyne in County Meath. It was chosen to be in the film to serve as the courtyard of Longshanks Castle. Braveheart was nominated for 10 Academy Awards and won 5 Oscars, one for the Best Picture, one for the Best Director, one for the Best Cinematography, and one for the Best Makeup Artist, and one for Best Sound Effects. All in all, 1995 was a bumper year for filming locations in Ireland.